When you and Jane Bishop co-founded True Colors in 2002, what were your hopes for the company?
Wow. At that time, I guess it was just trying to fill a void in the cultural life of the city, because I had no plans after leaving the Alliance Theater. I had no plans of starting another theater company. I was going to go to New York, and my focus was going to be on artistic things. And so, you know, with a little urging from Chris Manos, another friend in Washington, D.C., you know, I felt like the embracing of African-American stories and the embracing of the African-American community as they integrated with the white community, I thought was lacking in the city. So I was hoping that True Colors could be the theater that embrace African-American classics while reaching out to all other cultures.
There's also another part of you, and perhaps this factors into that mission you touched upon, that just has a tremendous regard and value for American classics. Your production of Our Town, your attraction to some of the more sentimental plays, in the best sense of the word. Kenny, what you talk about, it's intriguing to me, because on the one hand, you're trying to focus on this very specific racial dynamic, and in the process, you're really including everyone.
Well, I mean, of course, that's the trick of it all. Jane Bishop, who passed away a couple of years ago, she would, you know, she's not an African American, but we started a company together. I'm sure she's looking down on us now, since that's what I envision, because it is all about one blood, one race. And we, as human beings, we put labels on all sorts of things. So, you know, for me, sometimes, it's diversity, it's multiculturalism, it's, you know, it's African-American. No, it's, at the end of the day, it's just all about, we're all one people, one blood, and we have differences. And instead of making those differences something that's beautiful, we tend to look at the ugly side of it. So I'm trying to bring beauty to all of us. And, you know, so when we did Our Town, if you don't diversify that play, then people sort of, you know, oh, that's Our Town, that's a little high school play, that's, and when you let all the cultures and races play around in that wonderfully written play, then everyone gets the beauty, everyone sees it. And it's like, oh, that's what it was. It's a play about our connection to each other. It's about our brief time on the planet and how we honor each other, love each other, respect each other, and how that's a good thing.
And you believe that theater can bring about social change?
I think theater reveals. I think theater uncovers the truth. I think theater can inspire one to change. It allows us to sit in a dark room to see some truths about ourselves. And if we are honest enough, we will see it and we will act on it. We will change our lives in small ways, sometimes in big ways. But that's what it's all about. I mean, for many years, I would see Shakespeare and thought that Shakespeare had nothing to do with me. But if you sit there in the dark, you say, oh, okay, I see what Richard III, I see what he was trying to explore, I see. So I always look in the universal nature of whatever the playwright. You know, Tony Kushner, we're very different, but he's one of the artists I really respect, you know, and he wrote Angels in America, and I'm so different than many of the folks in Angels in America. But when I really sit there and listen to the beauty of his art, I can find myself in that play. So it's always about finding yourselves in things that are on stage. And all the great work, there always should be a window for every human being to find themselves, to find part of themselves in what's been presented.
What are some of the challenges or benefits you find in theater now in the information age? Has it changed your job?
I don't know. It's hard. I mean, it's hard for me even sometimes to look, to look at the social network, because everything that you say, I can't do a speaking engagement now and think that that conversation was private. So you have to make sure that you understand that everything that you say out loud, I can't be embarrassed by that because it may show up somewhere else. And also, it used to be a time when you would sign an autograph. I spent time with people like Samuel L. Jackson and Denzel Washington, and it used to be a time, could I have your autograph? Yeah. Now, that's gone away because everyone has a cell phone, which means everyone has a camera. So the public is more rude now. So without asking permission for an autograph, they're just like, take a picture. And then if they take the picture out of context and post it on a social network, they can really tell another story. So it's like you have to watch where you're taking a picture. Am I taking a picture in front of a couch, standing next to a woman? Oh, wow. Would someone, want to misinterpret that?
Yeah.
So you have to, you have to watch it. But there are good things about it, too. I like the fact that you can produce a play and folks are immediately talking about the play. They're talking about the reactions of what. And also, what I like most about it, for instance, if, I follow Alicia Keys on Twitter. And so if folks see that Alicia Keys follows me, then those people who are really into music but haven't come into a theater, they were like, wow, well, if Alicia Keys goes to a play, then maybe I should go to a play. So I think it does a great thing of taking people out of their comfort zone and forcing them to some other area of interest. And I like that about it. So, and I'm an old school guy, but I like everything new. I don't like to live in the past. It's like, this is where we are. The genie is out of the bottle. So how do you integrate that with the art or with the need to see the art?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about the power it has to connect folks.
Absolutely.
I wondered, how do you feel about the interactivity?
But on Saturdays, what I do is, that's my day not to carry my cell phone. And I
wow.
just started doing that. And it's like, it's such a load to get rid of just for one day. So I was like, I gotta leave it home and whatever I do, and then I'll come back late that night and I'll check my messages. And I was like, that's pretty good. So I think we can do that more often. Some people can't go any place without their cell phones. So that way, the technology is controlling them, and they're not controlling the technology. I went on the set with Tarantino's last film, and he has the power to do this. Not all of us directors can do this, but what he did was he has no technology on the set. So, they're shooting Django, and he has, 200 or 300 people on the set, but no one has a cell phone. So that means when he says cut, no one is, like, running to the cell phone, checking the messages. It's like everybody's got to sit around and pay attention to the art, to what's happening. And I was so impressed with that. I was like, wow, that's a beautiful thing, But the genie's out of the bottle. Almost every place you go now, the minute you get a break, everyone's on their technology.
Oh, that is fascinating, though, with Tarantino.
Oh, it's great.
It just commands focus.
Focus.
Because what the iPhones, smartphones really have done in the worst way is promote distraction.
Oh, yeah. And then for my Broadway shows, I say, hey, it costs you $10 every time a phone goes off. Or even if I hear a vibration, that's, $10 and 10 push-ups. So, you try to control it, And it's okay to use it to move society forward, but sometimes it can get in the way.
I like your idea of it's sort of a cell phone Sabbath.
Absolutely.
Ritual.
Absolutely. You don't need that. You need to be here, focus with me on this work of art that you're all working on. So, let's focus.
Kenny, what are your hopes for True Colors from here on?
Well, certainly I want continued growth with True Colors. I want it to be the place where Atlanta actors, white and black, feel they can come and work and be paid a decent salary. And so I want us to do our part in helping local actors have a decent life. And it's harder and harder for artists to have that living, you know. And the fact that we have films now being shot here, and hopefully I'm going to shoot my next film. I shot the last two here, so hopefully I'm going to shoot the next one that I'm working on, shoot that in Atlanta. But, you know, we got films here. We have the tax break for that, which will continue to encourage people to make their films here. We can't forget. We got to continue to encourage filmmakers to come to Atlanta. But I want them to be able to make a film here and then do a play at Horizon or a play at the Alliance and do a play at True Colors. And then you can then you can have a life that is worthy of your children's future. So I want True Colors to be a part of that. I want us to be the place where national and international artists want to come and work. And I joked with the staff last week. I said I want to refer to the company this year as Broadway South. And so whatever you think is the quality of Broadway, I want to equate that with True Colors. And I want to figure out and relate that to what's best about the South. So Broadway South is what I want this company to be: quality, excellence, diversity, inclusion of all artists, all stories.